Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Will there be other issues that you think candidates will zero in on before Super Tuesday because they want California's attention?
That's right. And this is exactly the kind of thing that lawmakers had in mind when we moved the primary up to Super Tuesday, is to have the candidates really addressing the issues that matter to California. And so in addition to PG&E with Bernie Sanders, you might see them here talking about homelessness, about immigration, and housing prices related to homelessness. But those big issues for Californians are things that the candidates are going to be weighing in on, even though they may not be federal issues, right? The president doesn't have a lot of say in what happens to PG&E, but it gives you a sense of where they are on issues generally and how they would address overall problems of for-profit companies.
Is there a danger of a boomerang, though? It's the classic thing where you show up in a town that you're not from and start talking like you know the restaurants, and all of a sudden you get found out.
Well, Bernie actually has a pretty robust California team. It's one of the largest of any of the candidates, so I assume he's getting pretty good information. And frankly, the PG&E issue, at least, which is different from sort of others, is not something you need to be a local to really understand there. No one ever got in trouble for beating up on PG&E, but in some ways, PG&E is really a good example of what he's trying to do nationwide. I mean, it's a for-profit company that's providing a public utility, and badly. And so this is really a poster child for the kind of thing he wants to address. And one of the things he says in this video is that he is in favor of a public takeover of PG&E. So he sort of beats up on them, but he has a specific point of view on how to address the issue.
Climate change. One of the other big issues here are forest fires. These fires are out of control. Will they be addressing that?
Well, they should, because frankly, part of the problem is the fact that the federal government stopped doing some of the deforestation during the Clinton administration. And so that is something that the president can do really to fund better and to have better oversight over those kinds of programs to avoid future fires that are in that kind of scope. And so that is one thing that they probably will and can weigh in on. It's something that the president might actually have control over that has a huge local impact.
Well, you mentioned homelessness, and of course you have several of these candidates who are members of the Senate, and one might reasonably ask, fine, what exactly have you done about the issue in your time in Congress?
Oh, that's exactly the question, and I think it's an important one. And even if they're not getting their bills passed, for example, because Republicans are in the majority, the fact that they either have or have not been advocating certain policies, even in the minority, is a totally legitimate question. And whether or not and to what degree if the federal government can actually impact local issues like homelessness is really important. But for a Californian to just hear candidates even considering what our day-to-day experience is, I think is something really exciting that we haven't had before in recent history.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.